Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
What? Y'all got hate in your blood.
This is fucked up.
Y'all got hate in your blood.
This is fucked up, man.
Y'all got hate in your blood. Listen, I know y'all niggas want me. I hear y'all niggas plotting. I see y'all niggas looking, but I ain't stopping. I'm gone in some fast through the city with no top. That reads 220 on the dash. I'm so hot.
So
in everybody's hood, what other niggas hoes? I'm throwing paper at them bitches screaming so-so. Now every spot I hit, I'm hearing different shit about homies that want me, that were with me when I started this. It's fucked up, but I can't let these niggas blurry my vision on where I'm going and how I'm living, you know. I got a daughter now, young, age 3. If her daddy don't shine, then my shorty won't eat. Feel me? Do I floss? Yes. Sometimes I hit the block so damn hard I start hating myself. It's bad. I feel your pain, dawg. But the only thing I'm about to change is the game, motherfucker.
Listen to your niggas pop, Chris. Let's talk about stacking shit. You know what?
You got hate in your blood.
We can sing in Bentleys and hear niggas talk about sitting on dust.
You got hate in your blood.
If you're sick of seeing all this slang and hearing all this thing, you know what?
You got hate in your blood.
Listen, I know you niggas what? I hear you niggas hot. Yeah. Look, but I ain't stopping
the song. Poppy had raw, then I bought him out. You know me, fuck niggas, kill them all. Let God sort them out. Rapid fire got my hands shaking. And everybody hate dying, but most niggas die hating. While y'all run to the bank, I run to the brink. A real thug, keep the Tommy gun under the mink. I got a glass kitchen, you can see what's under my sink. And I do shit just to do it, too much money to think. So you can hate all you want, I'ma still be kissed. Dirty, a lot of paper, filthy rich. JD, the architect, he built these hits. Rough Riders, so-so deaf, feel the shit. And you can tell any one of your boys. You might find them in a hood near you and any one of your toys. Cause I know you got hate in your blood. Still dumb, hate in your mug. So cocksucker, take it in blood.
If you think you see your niggas pop, Chris, let's talk about stacking shit. You know what?
You got hate in your blood.
Sick of seeing Bentleys and hearing niggas talk about sitting on dust.
You got hate in your blood.
If you sick of seeing all
Why? Do niggas just hate the way they do, man? Let me explain something to y'all about me, man. Why y'all think I was the first rap nigga on MTV Cribs? Cause I'm a young, fly, flashy motherfucker. Y'all think I'ma stop? Fuck nah. I'ma keep riding down the block with my hat bent and a black bent with them dubs on that shit. We gon' still be in the club popping Cristal, pouring Belvedere on bitches. We don't give a fuck, man. Matter of fact, I wish I could smack the shit out of one of y'all niggas right now with some money. But you know what I'm saying? Cause y'all niggas just hate. Y'all gon' have to just keep hating, motherfucker.
If you see your niggas pop, Chris, let's talk about stacking shit. You know what?
You got hate.
This shit ain't gon' stop, man.
Sick of seeing Bentleys and hearing niggas talk about sitting on dust.
You got hate in your blood.
The more you hate, the more I do.
What is going on, guys? This is JB with the weekly radio show, man. Got some stuff going on this week. You got a little promo out action at Capitol, and you know, down with me at the beach. You got the Bad Blood playoff for the Small Tire Grudge Boys, or you got Class A, or you got Class B. You can pick your poison. You got small block only nitrous, or you got small block, big block, or turbo. Any combination with the other shootout. So, I mean, you can pick your poison. Both shootouts are free entry. Got all-day grudge racing. Got two or three grudge races already locked in. And we got Test and Tune. Yes, you do. We got Test and Tune. So it's not just, you know, for the grudge and for the small tie guys. You can come Test and Tune if you want, if you please. You know, we got a lot of guys coming down from Portsmouth, Virginia Beach, Carolina. And I'm waiting on, you know, I'm waiting on something. But I think the boys from Philly and New York are trying to travel to some of the little small tie guys. So it's really starting to look like it's going to be all right, man. It's going to be a nice event out there. We're going to have, you know, my boy from Cartel B-Locks. He's coming down tomorrow night. He's going to drop his truck off, and he's going to be B-locking on site. He will be B-locking. He'll be doing single B-locks for $550, and he will be doing double B-locks for $950. Also, we got Feather Carbon. The guy from Feather Carbon, Mr. Thomas, he will have some stuff on site for sale. He'll have front ends, hoods. I think he got carbon deck lids. He's got, you know, he's got a lot of stuff he's bringing down with him. And I think he's also bringing his Camaro to do a little playing. I mean, you know, he said he's coming down to have a little fun. So, I mean, we're going to have something for everybody. I'm going to get to cut the rug with Eugenia Epps tomorrow, you know, the hole in the wall when we get a little later. Because from 6 to 11, we got a DJ coming in there, and we're going to party from 6 to 11, grudge, race, talk some trash, and have some fun. Also, we got John Ford. Yes, Mr. John Ford, the man, the myth, the legend himself, will be in the building. I'm going to meet up with John tomorrow night. We're going to, you know, hit the town, have a little fun, but, you know, he's coming down tomorrow, and he's staying. He said he can't wait. Never been to Colonial Beach. He said he can't wait to hang out with the guys, the small tie guys, and have a good time. So it's going to be a good one, man. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend. And, you know, I'm not going to tell anybody where to go. You can pick your poison. I mean, you can go out here. You can go there. I mean, if you want to do a little small tie grudge racing, we got plenty of action. We got a guy from North Carolina, Kevin Williams. He's looking for action. He's bringing a small tire S10 one gun small block. We got Roger Colby. Yes, Roger Colby from the page. He's got a Chevelle, a conventional head streetcar Chevelle, full interior. He's looking for a little action. He said, JB, I'm coming down. You know, it's my birthday weekend. I'm coming down there. I'm going to be down there the whole weekend. I'm looking for some action. We also got Daniel Ravenscroft. He's got a full body, heavy, Nova, big block, on nitrous. He's going to probably be looking for a little grudge action. So, I mean, you know, it's you know, we got Sharam Dalai, Mr. Top Notch. He's going to be in the house. He's going to, I think him and Chad Glenn, Mr. Dirty Harry, they're going to get it on. And he's also looking for some other stuff. So, you know, if anybody coming down, you small block, one gun, small tie, you know, it's going to be plenty of action there. Also, let's see, who else? The rematch, we're going to call this. And I don't think it's no bad blood. Both of these guys, you know, they respect each other, but they just want to race. They want to see who's the baddest. Last time, you know, it was a race up at Capitol between Mr. Jason Gray, a.k.a. Do It For The Vine, and Carlton Thornton, who's next. Both on small tire, both nitrous, both small block. And last time, Carlton from Virginia took the win. But this time, they said they're going to go back at it. And also, we got Mr. Eric Payup and G-Money, Mr. Me Want Plenty. He said, man, they want to see the rematch so bad, they are putting up $250 to the winner. So whatever Jason and Carlton lock in, Mr. Eric Payup and Mr. We Want Plenty, G-Money, are putting up $250 to the winner. Also, I'd like to thank Carlos Wells and the boys from Metro Area Grudge. He looked out for me. Hey, man, you know, he called me, said, JB, I got something for you, man. Just call me back. He said, all right. So, you know, I'd like to put a big thanks to Carlos from Metro Area, Mr. Monster from Monster Motorsports, Eric Payup, G-Money, also my boy from Performance Dynamics, Brandon Terry. Yes, Performance Dynamics in Mechanicsville, Virginia. I went up there the other day. He said, look, man, what you need? I said, well, you know, I'm all right, I'm all right, but, you know, he said, what you need, JB? I said, well, what you got? He said, well, look, I'm going to ship you, I'm going to send you these. We got two gift certificates, two $100 gift certificates to his performance shop. So, you know, you can use it for bottles. You can use it for whatever. They're $100 gift certificates. They will be raffled off at the Bad Blood Playoff. Also, another raffle we will be doing. This raffle will be, we will be doing a raffle for a brand new 10 to 15 volt, 10 to 15 pound dual voltage bottle heater from ARC. Mr. Eric Ock from ARC sent me a brand new ARC dual voltage 10 to 15 pound bottle warmer and said, JB, you know what? Hey, may the best man get it. He said it's a nice product. So somebody will leave, you know, we're doing a couple raffles. We're raffling off an ARC dual voltage bottle heater. We're raffling off two gift certificates to Performance Dynamics, both of them $100 a piece. And also, I'd like to thank Todd Wedden. Yes, Todd Wedden. He called me and he said, you know what? He said, JB, whoever cuts the closest to the perfect light this weekend will leave your shootout $100 of my money in their pocket. So it's going to be a lot of stuff going on. It's not, as you can see, it's not just for the grudge racer. It's for everybody. We're going to have a good time. You know, like I said, we got no time shootouts. We got grudge action. We got two lanes for, you know, test and tune. And look, I'm showing love. The bikes can come too. If you got some bikes and you're looking for a little action, bring it on, because we're going to have a good guy during time, and we're going to party. So, you know, everybody, you know, if you are a no-time, not a class car, and you want to come and join in on the Bad Blood Playoff, hey, it's free entry. You know, you got the small block class nitrous, or you got the any combo, and you can have a 28. A 29 or a 275, both classes are free entry. All right, so now I'm going to open up the mic for one of my help, you know, one of the people that's helped me very, you know, helped me a lot. Let me see. He might have just dropped the call. Let me see if I can get him back on here. It looked like he wanted me to open his mic, but I might have been rambling too long. Let me see if I can get him back on here. Man, we got a lot of callers in here tonight. Lord, have mercy. I don't know who to open first. Let me see if I can get him. Oh, here we go. 202-421-0077, Mr. Monster Motorsports. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, man. You excited?
Yeah, man. You know, all the jitters are gone now, you know. The
it's
jitters
showtime,
are gone,
baby.
So
it's showtime.
Yeah, it's time to do it, man. I got a call earlier and said, JV, I'm ready. I said, what you ready for? He said, I'm ready to come down there and have a good time. I've never been there. I said, well, what do you mean you never been there? He said, JV, I've never been to Colonial Beach. I'm ready to come down there and have a good time. I said, well, come on down. He said, well, I'm coming. And what I'm telling you about, I got a text and a call from John Four, and he said, man, I've never been to Colonial Beach. But he said, JB, he said, man, truthfully, I like the small tire stuff, man. He said, I love the small tire stuff. And he said, I love these tracks that I've never been to, the small, because he's coming out the Capitol in another month, and he hasn't been to Colonial Beach. He said, JB, I'm coming, man. I can't wait to just get out there. I said, well, come on, man. We're going to have a good time. So he's coming out tomorrow. We're going to meet up for dinner. Me, him, Jay, and old Brady. You know, Brady. Mr.
Jay coming
Brad
out,
up.
Too?
Huh?
Jay going to be here, too?
Oh, Jay is coming. Jay, I just got his room. He's staying up there. You know, he told me, he said, JB, he said, you know, we got about 15 tracks, but he said, I'm coming to yours. I said, well, come on, have a good time. He said, well, yeah, he said, man, you know, I'm hearing all this stuff about, he said, you got a lot of guys for that small block shootout. I said, man, you got to thank most of the guys in the DMV, and I see that this week. We have a lot of small block nitrous grudge cars.
Mm-hmm. And now, Jimmy, one thing I want to touch bases with you on, to save you. I've noticed you keep saying it's free entry. You need to specify with the purchase of a tech card. You hear me? Because you'll have them running to you at the end of the night going, you said free entry.
Oh, well, yeah, I think a lot of people have, you know, only one person has called me about that, you know, so far because they didn't
look at the. So they wait until the end of the night. You hear me?
Yeah, and they didn't, yeah, they didn't look at the flyer. So it kind of was like, so 30, I said, yeah, 30, you have to pay the $30 for the tech card and it check your car. You know, you can't just get in the track for free. And he was like,
right.
Oh, I was like, yeah, I can't. He was like, I said, sir, I don't mean no harm. If I let everybody in for free, I'm going to be in the poorhouse. He said, he about passed out. He said, you know what, you about right. I said, yeah, you know, it's a free entry into the shootout, meaning you pay your $30, you get to run test and tune, you get to run the shootout, and you don't have to pay to get into the shootout. And he said, well, that's understood. He was like, because most of the time you have to pay $100 and $150 or $200 to get in the shootout. I said, yeah, you do. So he, you know, he understood. And I got some people coming from Portsmouth and Virginia Beach and got some Carolina people. And Monster, I ain't going to let this cat out the bag, but I got an email today and said, JB, a pro mod's allowed? I said, yeah. I said, I'll allow a pro mod. He said, well, I'm coming to shake mine down. He said, but I got to get my hauler fixed. I said, well, what's wrong with your hauler? He said, man, my truck broke down a couple of weeks ago. I said, well, you know, you're more than welcome to come on down. He said, I'm going to try to get my truck fixed, and I'm coming on down. I said, well, come on down, man. Have a good time.
Yeah. The track, are they excited? They ready to go?
Yeah, man. I talked to, Curtis. I talked to Curtis, and I've talked to Mark, and both of them, man, you know, I talked to Curtis for at least an hour and a half, man. We just talked.
Yeah, Curtis is a really good guy, man.
And, man, you know what? I didn't know there were two push rods that work at Colonial Beach. I said, no, look, I only know one push rod now, Curtis. There's only one push rod in America. He said, no, we got two push rods. I said, well, darn, man, there's only really one. Because I remember the days back when, you know, you had King of the Beach, and Push Rod would be back there, and when he got you to do your burnout, I mean, he just was pumped, and he had, you know, Push Rod just, he puts so much emphasis in his job. It's not just racing to him. He gets all fired up back there, and you got to know who Push Rod is, man. You know, you go to Colonial Beach, you don't know Push Rod, you got a problem.
Yeah. You know, thing, you know, that if you don't mind, on Saturday, take a moment of silence for Lamont Atkins, please.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because you know what? I've gotten more, and Petey, I talked to Petey before I even went to Maryland, and I said, Petey, what's going on? He said, man, you know, hey, yeah, my guy, man, Lamont, he said, we call him Boss Hog. He got, you know, been doing this for years, man. He's like, he said he big out here. He's like, if you know Boss Hog, you know somebody. And I was like, man, he said, yeah. He's like, he said, man, it's really sad, man. It's really sad, man. I said, well, you know what? I said, man, it's crazy. He's like, yeah. He was like, I just had talked to Boss Hog because Boss Hog was at Fayetteville a couple weeks ago and I was there. And I just talked to him, you know.
He's something. So, yeah, but, you know, you just have to remind everybody during the course of the day to just stay focused on what they're really there for, and that's to enjoy themselves, you know?
Yeah.
So big props go out to Larry T and Custom T's and them. Them guys did a heck of a job for the day that they had. I mean, they did it. That's a tough, but you got to keep pushing. You know, you got the event this weekend. 2 weeks is Carlos, the week after is the Horseman, and the week after that is the day after that is Petey. So, man, we got some traveling to do here in the next couple weeks. So,
yeah, Monster, I think I'm pulled pretty thin, man. The other day I get a call, and I'm just sitting, you know, I'm just sitting chilling, and I get a call from this little Italian guy, and I can tell you Italian.
Old Scotty Marty.
Hey, this JB. What's good, JB? What's good? I'm like, okay, who is this on the phone? So that I had to look at the number. I was like, oh, I said, what's up, Scott? He was like, JB, me and you got to do something. I said, what we got to do, Scott? He said, you can't tell me no. I said, well, what I can't tell you no to? He said, me and you going to see some. I said, darn, Scotty, you throw this on me. I said, man, I'm packed June. I'm packed and just, I might be, you know, I just got a call. I might be going to the World Grudge Nationals. And then, you know, now I'm August. And then Josh Jones and them, they're doing something in September to take over.
What day is theirs? Because we got September 6th at Capitol.
Well, there's a September 7th. There's a September 17th.
Okay, good.
Once I saw that, I made sure about yours because I was like, September 6th. And his is September the 17th. It's going to be at Piedmont.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, it's ours. So, it's a conglomerate of people on that deal. So I tell you what, it's going to be a battle. But that's not important right now. What's important is to get every living soul you can down there on Saturday to support what you got going. So I'm double tooting. They laugh because I got to leave Capitol and then come down there and just bless the place with you, you know? So he was laughing at me today, old Bradshaw. He said, how in the world are you going to be with me? I said, once them cars, the big boys go down through the quarter, and we got a track specialist coming up there, so I'm real excited about that. So, you know, we get it all straightened out. So. But I want to come down there and support you, you know. I'm real excited for you, you know. So.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. It's you know, it's crazy, man, because, I mean, it's so much, you know, these next couple of weeks is going to be a lot of action in the DMV area.
Yeah. They got us running, it's a Chevy 2 down in Richmond. That's with the Green Hornet. You know that car?
Yeah, Chevy 2, you're talking about Jimmy Riddle.
Okay, yeah, they called us about him. So. Yeah.
And when y'all going to do that with him?
On the 14th of June.
Okay, yeah. Jimmy, yeah. I know Jimmy real good. He's a really good guy.
I hear that. Yeah, then on July 5th, if everything go right, J.C. called. I said, J.C., we can't do nothing with you. He said, I'm going to make it right because I want you to come to VMP so I can talk trash to you. I was like, all right, J.C., we'll figure it out, you know. That Brown family, they all excited. Charlie made a really good hit over there on Sunday. So now the boys is giving them a little bit of a feature here. So I told them, we fine. That Brown family, they'll be ready. So, but, yeah, I don't know Jimmy Dewar.
I actually saw, it's funny, I actually saw your daughter? I think
Brittany.
Yeah, I actually saw her, she got pictures of the car, she loved the car. I don't know, now, does she love the car more than y'all? She loved the car more than Charlie, I'm going to tell you what I know.
She loved racing, that's the deal. You got to remember that's her avenue for her to go out and enjoy herself and talk a little trash. Some of the guys remind me between her and my wife, you got to be careful when you attack them because they get you so well, so you got to be ready. You saw last week what they did to Jarrell, week before last, when they put all the pictures and stuff up there.
Yeah,
I must have got 100 texts telling me, man, them two are funny. I said, you better leave them two alone. So.
Yeah, I understand, man, because she, like I said, every time I see something new, I'm like, oh, man, here we go. Look at this. And she got something about that car. So I said, yeah, she love that car more than they do.
Yeah. And Carlos' sister put up some real nice pictures, and Greg Williams did. He put a good video up. That video helped me a lot. So you get to see what's going on. Sometimes when you're behind those cars, you can't see as much as you can when you got that video, because you can slow it down and watch what's going on. So,
yeah.
But I'm humble and I'm grateful. You know, we get to go out and do it as a family, and that's the thing for me, taking a break from the big race stuff was able to go out and just race and have a good time with the family, man. I enjoyed it. I really did.
Hey,
there we go. We got. I know what he calling for too, Monster. That you heard that voice just now?
200.
731-4629.
Hey, what's going on, Monster JB?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. Hey, Monster, you said you didn't know Jimmy Riddle?
I think I know him. Don't I run him there?
You remember last year, the first race of the season when I ran the boy called White Chocolate?
Yeah.
Jimmy Riddle was driving the car.
Okay. I thought I knew who he was.
They
called us. They want us to. He's coming up on the 14th. They want us to run him. I said, no problem, man. We out there to race and have a good time. You hear me? So,
okay. Yeah, you're a good guy, man. You're a good guy.
Hey, I need to talk to you while I got you. God damn, boy, you've been lighting them up here lately. Me and JD, we hungry. God damn, every time I turn around, you writing somebody's name in the back window. What's this? And then you got in there to put some pictures on. Y'all in trouble now. Out with the old, in with the new. I said, God damn, you know how to rub it in, don't you? Huh?
Oh, yeah. Look, it ain't going to be long for at least one of them names. It's going to be double up on the back window.
Yeah. Hey, now, hell yeah. Now, I need to talk to you while I got a chance, because hell yeah's crew, they on me like a cheap polyester suit. I told them I got to wait to see what you're going to do. So you coming up on the 14th?
The 14th of this month?
June, yeah.
It's a good possibility. It's a ways off. I got death in the family this week, so I wanted to go to Colonial Beach, Saturday, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it.
Okay.
But,
well, condolences to you and the entire family down there, bro.
Yeah. Now, this is what I want him to know and you to know, that hell yeah, we'll get his rematch.
Oh,
just give me time and get some little peons off my ass.
I'll take care of it for you. I'll call them today and tell them they're going to definitely get a rematch. So they were a little worried we weren't going to reach.
Yeah, and, but see, and I'm kind of hesitant about that because he told me that he wouldn't run me nowhere else. You know, and
right.
I don't think that's right. But if he wanted a rematch, then he just wait till I come to Cabo and do it if he can't run me nowhere else.
Okay.
And,
come out, Mel.
I want to try to get the JP up there started because I want them bead locks. If everything go right, I'll be at least able to bring my car and get my bead locks done.
Okay.
And the grid is in.
Oh, sure. Hey, now I got to ask you a question because we haven't had a chance to talk about that race a whole lot. Now, I talked to Hell Yeah the other day. He had me laughing. So he said good and ready for you. I told him, I said, you know, if I think he's coming to the beach on Saturday. Is he coming to the beach Saturday? Or are you not sure, JB?
You talking who?
Hell Yeah. Is he coming to the beach Saturday?
Hell Yeah is on here right now, but I think Hell Yeah, and, you know, I respect that. He's going to be there with his he's going to be there with Keith and Kenny at
okay.
He's going to be up there at Capitol, man. You know, that's his crew. I respect that. And I think Hell Yeah is in here right now. 717-379-3712.
Yo, hey, what's going on, guys?
All right.
So we're going to get a rematch, huh?
Yeah.
What's up, Hell Yeah? How you doing?
All right, well, you see what I put on there. And you're right, the running bear thing, you know what I mean? We need to respect that, you know. You've been running bear a long time. We're just trying to ruffle your feathers, man. Don't take anything personal, nothing like that. But if I get the rematch, I guess we did our job then, you know what I'm saying? And I did put out there that at the rematch, I will run you right back. So I can back it up. If WFO wins, WFO wants to run you right back. The same
I mean,
day.
You know, Yeah, well, it doesn't necessarily...
There's two races in one day, and there's no bullshitting around. Like, you know, somebody got lucky or somebody's going to run off with the win and everything. And all that bullshit about double names on the back of your window.
Well, hey,
we'll just have to see about that one.
Okay, it's no problem. I've been racing for a long time, and you know, there's a lot of shit talking going on. I can understand that, and I do some of it myself. But you know, one thing I don't do and will not tolerate is somebody calling me out of my name. My name is Running Bear. It ain't Running Cub. It ain't Running Skid. It ain't Pooh Bear. It ain't none of that shit.
Okay, well we meant no disrespect, but I understand. I understand that. Okay, no disrespect there, but, you know, we were just ruffling the feathers a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I get called hell no all the time. I mean, you know, I ain't sweating it, you know what I mean? I know they're, you know, nobody's being hateful or, you know, disrespectful. They're just talking smack, and that's just what we do. And, I mean, these are a bunch of grown men talking smack, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we don't mean no disrespect, really. I mean...
If
we called you out of line or something like that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, being ignorant or rude about it, there'd be a different story. But it's all in the midst of the smack talking, you know what I'm saying? So the only thing is, you know, I think you know it yourself that I had a problem that day. And so, I mean, you've been running with the win. That's fine. And you deserve it because you did win that day. You came and you did what you had to do. But I just want a shot at it when I'm right and you're right. And then if WFO wins, we can have that second race, the rematch, that same day. You know, that's fair. That way nobody goes nowhere and, you know, and then we know.
Well, okay. Like I told you from the beginning, we'll rematch. But, see, I'm just like you. I don't live right around the corner. It took me 4 hours to get there to Capitol. So, you know,
right.
I got guys right here that want to run. And I got my home track right here that I run at. Guy called me from Baltimore today. He wants to run in 2 weeks to Horseman. And, you know, I'm trying to accommodate everybody. But you are
right.
Number one on my list. I can't get to you right away, but I will get back to you.
Well, you already know you're number one on mine. But
I told you not to come over there. I told you we were gonna be waiting on you, didn't I? I tell you that, hell yeah. I told you.
Yeah.
You ain't listen to me.
So, yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, well we had a good time.
I just, you know, Capitol is a good crowd and you know, a good bunch of guys there, you know what I mean? And you had a nice crowd with you when you come down there, you know, you brought a nice crowd with
crazy.
You.
Yeah. You know what it was? Everybody had to see who the better small block was.
A fair race, you know what I'm saying? You know, 100% car against 100% car. And then, you know, whoever wins it, you know what I mean? And then, you know, then let the shit talk and start again. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hell yeah. As you can see, when I came up there to win you last year, my car won 100%. As a matter of fact, at that time, I didn't know it. I had two burnt pistons. So there was no way in the world I was going to go out there in front of you with two burnt pistons. So if your car is broke and you know it's broke, you know, it's on you whether or not, you know, you pull in the burnout box.
I tried to pull a rabbit out of my hat that night. It didn't work. And, you know, I didn't know what was worse, to go up there and to call off the race in the midst of all that or go up there and try and just, you know, hope like, you know, you shook the tires or something like that, or you know, my car started running good, or, you know, you red-lighted, you know, anything, you know what I'm saying? You know, anything can happen. So I went with it, and I lost, you know, and that's it. I mean, I didn't get beat. I lost because, you know, I really don't think you can beat my car 100%. So that's what we need to find out, and I know you want to find out because you – rather beat 100% hell yeah instead of beating a hell yeah that's broke. You'd feel a whole lot better about it. I know I would. I don't mind getting outrun by, you know, I just don't like losing like that when, you know, I mean, I'm sure you'd feel the same way. If your car's down and you lose a race and you know you really shouldn't have lost it, you feel truly to yourself, you know what I'm saying? So that's all it is.
Yeah, well, I know that you wanted to get back because you felt that your car wasn't right. So that's why I told you that I will give you your run back. But, you know, I just can't run up and down the Capitol every time I want to go, you know, because I'm doing this thing on my own. But,
right, I understand.
But believe me, you will get your run back in 2014. Right. It ain't going to be that long. Just give me time to get my shit together.
All right, that's fine. We'll let you know. I'm going to get the race. I was hoping it was the 14th, but, you know, I mean, I raced two different states this last weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, and, you know, I put, you know, I run my car probably 13 passes this weekend, 14 passes, and, you know, I'll be ready, you know.
Yeah, but see, don't rule the 14th out.
Uh-oh. No. I'll just relax and let it happen. And if you want, you know how to get a hold of me. If you want to give me a call and, you know, give me some heads up so I know you're going to be there, you know, or just hit me on the net, you know, and say, hell yeah, I'll see you on the 14th, and we're good.
Okay, that's fine.
And it'll be running better from now on. We won't do the running scared and all that other bullshit. We won't ruffle your feathers anymore.
Yeah, okay, well, I mean,
we'll try
like,
not anyway.
Yeah. It's
hey,
on,
Jamie.
I call you hell, yeah. I don't call you hell, no.
You do. I get some of the other racers coming hell, no. That's all right. That's all good. Yeah. You're right. And I do respect what you do, man. You've been at this a long time. And, you know, I can't take that from you.
Well, I told you was going down. You just wouldn't listen to me, would you? I had to stick that in there. You know that.
Hey, Mom, tell me going down again.
I can't get. Look, the whole crew up there, when the wind light came on, they give me a hard time, and they all come back and hug and kiss me, and we had a good time laughing. They were like, man, that car ready. I said, I told you. God damn it, y'all, I'm selling fried ice cream and y'all jumped in line. I told you. So, hey, JB, I'm great. Get quiet here. But, you know, I forgot something. We were talking about Brittany a few minutes ago. But there's a young man that helps us on the car, CJ Kent. CJ got a little blue Nova, bluish gray Nova. He won last week, but CJ helps us, the Brown family, on the car. And I just wanted to take a minute and thank him, you know. He gets down there and he whatever it is to get that car ready to go and then watch another young man come up. I told him, I said, we got to get him ready. Maybe he can get in one of the young guns races because I'm telling you, that young gun thing is taking off, you know, and it'd be nice to have him in there. So,
yeah.
But it's a big shout out to him, man. CJ, and I forgot who CJ ran last week, but he beat him at Larry's race. And I was chuckling. He come back, man. You thought he hit the lottery. He was so happy. You hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Hey. I know some other
races you got for the weekend, JB.
Who was this? So far we got Copperhead, Jason Gray versus Carlton Thornton. And who's next? And we also got Chad Glenn and Dirty Harry versus Sharam Dalai, top notch. Chad Glenn gets the back top.
Mm. See, I talked to Chad a little bit ago. He got golf carts. So.
Yeah, that's what I think I tagged you. I tagged, when you put that, I tagged his name in there. And he's the man with golf carts.
Yep.
Actually, I need one too, Monster. So I know when you get yours, I'll just, you know, I'll get them to run the car twice.
hey, look, you better hope like hell he hurry up and run it too.
Look,
after the weekend, I might run your car. Shit. You hear me?
Yeah. Let me open these mics up. Let me see who we got. 804.
Yeah,
I'm going to
be quiet.
804-721-8042. Your mic is open.
Hey, man, I got a question for Hell Yeah and Running Bear.
Okay.
My question is, I've online that Running Bear has a trophy that's about 14 and a half foot tall, and has a nice gold belt on the back of his car. My question to both of you guys is that belt up for grabs anytime you run between either of your small blocks?
Okay. The trophy that you see was for the small block shootout that I was supposed to have at William Brown's race. But the guys didn't show up, and those guys that showed up were coupled on with Brooke, and then one guy, a friend of mine with the Dodson, he hit the wall. Okay. Mm. Now, but there's a belt that's going to take place. Me and William Brown's going to try that race again on his next show at VMP. Now, as far as the belt goes, the belt is mine, but I want to put the belt back up for Hell Yeah, because
all right.
Now,
let me buy the belt for the rematch. I will purchase the belt for the rematch as a gift to you two for helping me with the show. So I'm covering that belt, that the original one. That one there was the was something that I gave to each person that supported it and won it and, you know, stuck in there with me. So I will put up another belt, even better one, for that race again. So as soon as you guys decide,
might as well get Hell Yeah put on it while you're getting
right.
it. So
I'm going to put both of y'all's cars.
Hell Yeah. Mark, hold on for a minute, Mark. Hell Yeah, you starting the same old shit. And you said the same thing last time you got your ass whooped.
Now, that's what you just did a minute ago, so I had to get, you know, right on in there.
Hell Yeah, I'm gonna have to side with Hell Yeah on this one, because just like you, Hell Yeah, we went down the bad last year, and you know, we still looking to get our nuts back.
Right.
Hey, look, you can get them. Hey, look, you can get them back. All you gotta do is bring another set when you come.
That's all them years of experience. That's where all that shit talking come from.
Hey,
good at it.
Yeah, boy, you got some shit talking going in tonight, man. I'm great. Get quiet.
Yeah, let me. Hey,
I'll put the belt up on the rematch. So.
I got somebody that might. I don't know if they wanted to get in or not. 443-790-4046. Did you want to get on?
Yeah.
Who I got?
You got Jeff Rogers.
Oh Lord, the White Knight. What's up, baby?
Well, hey,
how you doing,
yeah,
that man
talks, so he don't remember me, but I remember one time I met him at the track at Capitol. It was last year at the Civil Wars. I ain't gonna say what he said because it was funny as hell. But we were there and he said he started off, he said, "Man, the car I'm supposed to run ain't here. I could have stayed somewhere else and done something else." I ain't going to tell you what he said he could have done, but the man is funny as hell.
Oh, he's simple. Hey, when you look up crazy ass in the dictionary, he's standing there grinning at you.
Hey, Monster.
What's up, brother?
Hey, the reason I'm calling is I was supposed to set up a race with Jumping Jacks.
Oh,
I called him.
He called him Jumping Jack. Okay.
He's supposed to let me know. I ain't heard nothing.
Well, we gotta get Carlos on the phone. He can get
anybody
a hold,
can get
of,
a hold of him.
Yeah. No, JB could call Sterling. Hell, we can call a old Jack. You understand how to spell it? Old Jack, not
old
Jumping Jack. Yeah.
I got you. But listen. If you don't want to race, we got to go to Acto, New Jersey for a pro mod race.
Okay.
Northeast pro mods.
See if he can call him and see what you got.
You talking about he called him Jumping Jacks?
He called him Jumping Jacks.
Hey, now, I might be, does anybody have Jumping Jacks' number? Is Carlos on here?
I got his number, I think.
All right, well, give me Jumper Jack's number, and I'll try to see if he's not at the gym. Call him in, Jumper.
Text me.
Huh?
Come on. Let me see if I can get him on the phone.
All right, yeah, see if you can get it. If you want, you can give me the number, read it out, and I'll call him in on cue, but, you know, it's up. Now, hey, Monster Jones.
Yeah.
I got a 549-3971. Is that him? If that's him, I'll open him up. If it is, he right quiet, but I'll open him up. Well, also, all right, I'm going to put this out there. If anybody on here listening right now can get the old jacks, but as Jeff Rogers says, somebody can get the jumping jack on this radio show right now, he is ready to lock in the pistol. Oh, the missile. Oh, sorry. Oh, here we go. We got somebody coming in. Maybe they might have some info on the missile. 202-705-9572. Do you know where we can find the missile?
Yeah, I got his phone number.
Okay, because Jeff Rogers is on here right now, and he said on June 14th he wants to do business with the missile.
Okay, I'll give you the number. You can call him.
All right, thank you. All right, what you got?
240-882-8133.
Let's see. 8133?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can get him on.
Hello?
Sir, this is the concierge service of Mr. Jeff Rogers. Yeah, with the executioner. This is the concierge service. You know, we pull up and we serve you the executioner on that plate. Now, we have somebody on here right now that says he wants to do business with. Now he said it. Now I'm gonna go ahead and say it. He said he wants to do business with the Jumping Jacks on June 14th.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he is on here. Now he
why he getting on the show, showing off trying to take my job?
Hey, Mr. Sterling, is that you?
Yes, sir.
I was waiting for you to get back to me.
Well, I like to know one thing. Why are you on the show trying to show off? Are you trying to take my job?
I thought you was retiring or something.
No, well, no. You trying to take my job. That's my job to call you. You ain't supposed to call me up.
Man, I've been waiting so long. I didn't know what happened. I thought maybe you left town or something.
Well, no. Well, I told you, I'll let you know. Why? I told you I got to run. I got to see what Honeycomb gonna do.
Honeycomb ain't racing.
He said he was.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he told me he was. I told you that. I think your other buddy, he's hit the bushes already. I don't know. Mark Hayes. Yeah, Mark Hayes, he's a bullshitter, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know where his partner may be bullshitting too, but I want to put that pause up and see what he's going to do because, I mean, we ain't got time for all that mess, you know.
Gotcha. When is he supposed to let you know? By next week?
Yeah, he's supposed to be. I hope they call Honeycomb now. They got Honeycomb number. See what he's gonna do.
No, I don't know it.
Yeah, I don't think we got Honeycomb number. Yeah, I don't know if we got Honeycomb number. Let me see if I can. I tell you what we'll do.
Mark got it.
Yeah, Mark ain't on. Let's see.
We'll call him then. See, now Mark said he may be ready, but everybody says he's not going to be ready, so I don't know.
You can't call Mark this week. Last time you woke him up out of bed.
Last time he was on vacation. He's moving back now.
Yeah, you got the man on vacation. You run him out of town.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, I'm trying to break you a little bit. I don't get you scared. Why do you want to run me so bad? You know you got to land me, but I'm going to try you one time more.
I just thought you would race, so I figured you're the only one around town wants to race.
Yeah, no way. I'm gonna try you one time. You watch it now. You calling me because you can't do this to me. You know you're calling me, but I'm gonna see what's happening.
That's what I do. I call out. I don't get called out. I'm ready to do the calling out.
You're supposed to. You know that you got a link code, all that stuff. You're supposed to do that, don't you?
No, I just like to have fun.
I'd rather go to Cabo
than New Jersey.
It's true.
Far to go.
But I said, hold. But you have a Lincoln and all that, though. Red old big motor, too, right? I'm going to try you.
But you won't even run a quarter mile or nothing, will you?
No, I'm an old man. I can run that far. I get old breath real fast. I'm an old man. I can't run that far. Huh?
You can run that far.
I give up. You trying to put those big motor on me? Where, man? You can't do that to
me. You got a big one, too.
No, they ain't big. Hey, now, don't get wrong now. I make you act right now. You get money right. I will have some of that like you. There ain't no secrets now.
You got a big one in there.
No, it ain't like you. It's not like you.
It's right there.
You know that. And plus, you got a Linko. And plus, you have a Lincoln now. You make that money right now. I'll be just like you. I guarantee you that, too.
Hey, that's the old Jackson. That's the old Jackson. What's up, Sterling?
Hey, what's up? Sterling Smart, you had called before. I missed the call. I was talking on the phone.
He called. Jeff called looking for you, so I want to make sure you cut him up. He my boy, but he got to get cut up on that day.
Well,
won't you help me, man? I can make. Hey, if you want, I can make a phone call. I already got. My boy told me he want to cut you anyway, David Campbell.
Hey, if he grows a set of balls and runs me in a quarter mile, I'll give him the back tire and the clear.
From the break. Hold it. You know what?
Break. You can get the back tire and the clear in a quarter mile.
What? Wow. Oh, you do me like that? And then you lied this time. You lied again.
Nope, I'm telling you. It's on air right now for the world to hear. You got the back tire and the clear in a quarter mile.
Wow.
You talking to me? Well, you really nasty.
What's that?
You really getting nasty, huh?
No, I ain't getting nasty. I like to go quarter mile.
Huh?
Quarter mile is where I like to go.
Okay,
like
well, tell me. If you deal in a quarter, what are you going to do in the eighth?
I'm just getting started. I just get revved up.
No, but what you want to do in the eighth then? What you give me in the eighth then?
Like
you don't give me so much in the quarter. Damn, the back tie in the clear.
In
I know
quarter,
you're lying now.
Yeah, well, because you can't make it that far.
I told him, old man, can you see now you're trying to make me do something I don't want to do because I can't run that far. I'm old, we give a breath real fast. But you try to do something else and make me.
That's why I'm going to give you the back tire. You ain't got to go as far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll call me on. No, you can't. Well, come here first.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Jamil House.
Uh-huh. We can run ahead of an 8 mile.
You can give me a back tire in 8 mile?
No, I can't give you an 8 mile. That's your
why?
Game. Because that's your game.
I don't like, huh?
That's your game at 8 mile. I don't run 8 mile. But I run an 8 mile for, you know, a little grudge racing. But we run
yeah,
mile.
But you...
I can't change the gear ratios and the transmission.
I think you lied again. I can't run the fly you a breath real fast, but damn, I don't know what the hell out here. Now you rushing me again.
I ain't rushing. Take me
yeah, too. I think you're lying, though. I know you're lying, bet you two damn ways, quarter mile and 8 mile, shit. You got to go through the eighth to get to the damn quarter.
But you can't make it to the quarter.
Now, you can't
just
come half that. Hold it. Now, let me get one thing straight. What are we going to run from?
You make the bet.
Oh, my damn, I like that, too. You said, what? I like that.
I'm not hard to get along with.
Huh?
I'm here to race. I'm not hard to get
okay.
along with.
All right, okay. Okay. Okay.
But I got to get back here and work on my car, so I guess with nobody in the next week?
Oh yeah. Very easy. You know something about it. So go and give me a honeycomb. If she can't get a honeycomb, and then, and then we go see.
I'm telling you.
Huh?
Honeycomb ain't racing.
He ain't gonna race?
He might, but I don't think he's together. But he might
okay.
be. I don't know.
He's together.
But you heard him. His crew chief, Mark, said he had to go out and do some testing.
Oh, yeah?
You know when they test, they come
but
back.
But I tell you, you about to do some testing, too.
I'm done. I'm ready. I'm going to test the Capitol when we come down watch.
You just showing off.
I'll be at Capitol tomorrow night and Saturday. Come watch.
It's going to rain. It ain't going
to
be there.
I'm coming to train for you.
It ain't going to rain. Are you going to be there tomorrow night and Saturday?
Yeah, tomorrow night they got pro mods down there, and they got one qualifying tomorrow night. Then they got the two qualifying Saturday and the race.
Well, you just showing off, man. Well, you just showing off. I'm gonna stop you. The last thing that I do, you're gonna be stopped.
Right,
you're gonna be stopped.
Showing off.
You trying to shoe off like that? You can't do that.
Well, Jeff, you be careful tomorrow, man. All right.
What's that?
I said you be careful tomorrow. All right.
Yeah, you coming down?
Yeah, Mark's coming. The Mark Wessler will be there prepping the racetrack.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on in there, old Jeff. Yeah, you can see a real car go quarter mile, 230 plus mile an hour.
Ooh, we don't tell me that. Don't tell you go 230. Don't tell. I don't want to know how
come
fast you go.
The lights gonna light up. Look, you'll see the scoreboard light up, tell you how fast I go, and I'll show you my ticket in the eight.
Huh?
That way you can just, then you can decide from there.
But you really showing up on this air. You know you're on the air, you're showing up. I'm going to stop you.
I'll hang up and call you on the telephone. I'll hang up and call you on your personal line. We can talk by ourselves.
All right. I'm going to stop you. I didn't need your number, too. Hell, give me your number here. I'm going to stop you.
You come on down the track. You come to the track tomorrow, Sterling?
No. Give your number. You give me your number. I'm tired of you.
So when I hang up, let Monster give it to you. Monster, give my
okay.
number. Don't put it on the air, though.
Oh, I got the yeah, right. I get it. Cause I'm tired of you talking like that to me. You know you talking to the old Jackson.
Yeah.
That's good.
I hear you.
Huh?
I hear you.
All right.
I'm the last John Wayne in this town. So,
all right. Okay.
I'm ready to go.
You ready to go?
All right. Yeah. I gotta get back in the garage and work my car.
All right. Good talking. Oh, you can hear from me real soon.
All right.
Soon I hear from Honeycomb, I'll get with you, seriously. And then if Honeycomb do it, I still may run you too. I got to do something to you that day. You just mean one that night. Before the whistle blow, before the 11 o'clock come, whatever time it is. But I like it raising in the daylight so I can see what I do to you, you know.
you can see my taillights better in the daylight. I'll turn the lights on at night if you want.
No. I like to see you in the daytime, but I can see down there's rules, you know.
All right.
Okay, that's pretty good. Now, I want to talk to you. All right.
All right.
Take it easy. Whoa, boy. We got to do something.
No, Sterling, I just got somebody just text me and said that the Carolina kid wants a piece of Jeff Rogers.
Oh yeah, oh he sure right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell Jeff that?
I'm gonna have to get with him, but I just got this text on Facebook and said that they want to do a rematch of Jeff Rogers and the Carolina kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Oh.
That sounds good. So when they said he want to do that?
He told me to get with Jeff and get a date. Mm.
What?
Oh, have mercy.
But that should be good on the 14th then.
Mm. Oh, have mercy. That might
we
that
all
might
be
get...
there. It should be real good then, you know?
Yeah, real good. Real good.
Mm-hmm. So he speed. He gotta get a ticket. He gotta slow down. I don't know what he's doing. Something got to happen. Something's gonna happen.
Lord have mercy. So, hey, Martha Jones, you still on here? Well, hold on, we got some.
Hey, is Melvin on there?
Melvin?
Yeah, Melvin's supposed to call in.
What number is he calling from? Do you know the area code on it? I haven't seen the number.
732.
Well, I saw 732 earlier, but I think they dropped.
Yeah, it's still dropped. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw
got
seven, this. Is it 732-685?
I think it is, yeah. All
right, well, I'm about to open this one up and see if it's him.
Right.
Okay, let me see. Let me see if that's right. I think I opened the right. The 732 area code, is this Melvin with the old jacks? With the 3M?
That's flipping him, 3M.
I just opened the mic and nobody's saying anything, so I don't know if that's Mr. Melvin or not. Let's see, here we go.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Mr. Melvin with the 3M watermelon truck, is that you?
Yeah, I'm on.
What's going on?
Not much, man. What's happening? I'm just sitting there listening to some of this talk.
Yeah, your brother from another mother, Mr. Sterling, said he wanted you to get on.
Devin, do you hear the man call me over like that? He may take my job. You hear that?
Yeah, I heard
you
know
he, you know he got to pay for that.
You ain't lock him in. I thought he was talking to Michael Jackson. Sound like you moonwalking to me.
No, I got to try to catch the honeycomb first, see what happens.
Oh,
I like ice cream, you know, the honeycomb ice cream. I like it, you know.
You might have got Mr. Honeycomb on here. Let's see. I just opened the mic. 219
please.
219-614-4018.
Just listen.
Oh, you just listen. Yes. All right. What about 443-790-4046? Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jeff Rogers back on the phone.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Jeff,
my
Jeff.
Damn.
Jeff.
Hold on a minute. I'm tired of this man here.
No, I heard the Carolina kid won a rematch.
That's what I just saw a text on Facebook to ask
but
you.
Tell him to go quarter mile and he got a rematch. All this 8 mile shit, he wanted to run their race. I run quarter mile. He beat me in the 8 mile. I give him his props. Now run my race. You can't call me out and you got to stipulate your race. You want to run me, I run. You run my race. Quarter mile, where the big boys go. They're scared to go fast. They should get in a goddamn dune buggy and go around a dirt track somewhere.
Lord.
Hey, Jeff, hold up. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
What about the man just call you? You call him real. What about the Carolina kid, whoever said they want you? What happened?
I'll run him, but he's going to go all the way down the end of the track. We're not at Colonial Beach. We'll go to Capitol where you got a quarter mile track. That's where the drag racing was invented for quarter mile racing.
What?
Hey, you got any bear aspirin? Bear aspirin.
Oh, he's fast. I know he's fast in 8 miles, but he can't live down the other end. He can't live down the other end.
What?
Hey, are these big tire cars or small tire cars?
These are big tire cars. Who am I speaking with?
Barry. Just asking.
Who is that?
Barry.
You said Gary?
Yep.
Oh, okay, yeah. These are the big tire cars. Well, what you got, sir?
Just a little Mustang at 28.
Oh, okay. Where are you from?
Indiana.
Oh, shit. God damn it, Terry. I know who this is, Terry. You done got in here, and you gonna try to red rock us like old Roundtree did. I know who this is very well. This cold 28th wouldn't happen to be forced induction, would it?
Yes, it is.
I don't know if we got Carlos Wells.
Yeah.
You got anything on 28th that want to do something with Mr. Terry Clark?
On 28th. I don't know.
He is turbo.
So we got what's your time?
Who?
John probably so proud of me. So see me. Huh? I said the line's probably so jammed up they don't see me trying to get in.
Oh, you try to get in.
Yeah, I think Styles is talking about Mr. Roundtree.
Oh, y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
What about I guess Kenny got to finish up his transmission, but with the turbo car, Russell,
yeah,
Russell on 28.
That's true. That's true. But I know who Terry wants pretty bad, I know who he wants pretty bad, and we might can try to make that happen. Pretty soon, Terry, I can call that person that you want pretty bad and see if they'll come out the bushes.
What's their name? JB?
They got a G-body. They was at MIR this week, Mr. Candy Crusher.
Oh, yeah, we'll take care of him down south.
Yeah, I knew that. I know who they want.
Watch me get on this guy. Sterling. I'm not Sterling, but put him off.
Now, Terry,
don't let me stop you, Joe. You guys go ahead and get some stuff locked in. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
Hey, JB.
Yeah.
Is Melvin still on here?
Melvin is still on here with the watermelon truck.
Hey, Melvin, you said Sterling would sound like he was backing up. Why are you backing up against Big Sexy in there? Why do you want locked in, man?
Big Sexy?
Yes, sir, Big Sexy.
You already released. You won.
No, we ain't talking about that. We talking about locking them in again. I know you want a rematch.
How many times you got to let them beat us?
Until you beat them.
You'll keep running until we beat them?
Yeah.
You might not ever beat them.
So you said you can't beat them.
We already racing. He won that race. You can't really understand. What about them four mules or four donkeys? What do you call them? Horsemen? Four horsemen.
They ain't ready.
They're not ready?
Nah, they're not ready. Now, Gene might run you, but Gene not a badass car.
Who's that?
Gene, the most wanted car.
Most wanted? Oh, that's two test cars.
And?
Yeah, you mean that don't make a difference?
No, it don't.
Oh, no?
No, I don't.
Oh, so he's going to run another two test cars. Sterling got two test cars on.
Well, you know, Sterling backtracking on Jeff Rogers.
Oh, so you want to run Sterling?
I ain't in Sterling class, but he make it right, I run him. Everybody know I do that.
Yeah, I'm not in your class. You make it right, I run you.
No, you make it right and I run you.
So what you got, the two test cars you talking about?
Don't worry about it. You just said you'll run me. You make it right, I'll run you.
I got to know what I'm running.
I ain't bigger than you.
You got two chest cars. You want to run a watermelon truck.
Oh, man, come on, man. You scared. Don't worry about it. You know who I am.
Yeah, I'm ready to race.
No,
I got to know what I'm racing. You know what you're racing.
Well,
I got a back hair. If you got a back hair, I don't need no nothing.
Who that, man? What's going on? I'm off the line for a minute. What's going on here now?
Somebody got to
Mr. Melvin is working it out. I think he wants to do something with the horseman, but I think Gene's car is, I'm not Gene, Kenny's car is down right now. We got another caller in here. This might be somebody trying to get in the mix. 301-885 7929. Your mic is open.
Hey, it's who's that?
Who is this?
That's Sterling. Sterling usually says that when I come around. Who's that?
Who is this?
Honeycutt.
Oh,
Honeycomb. What's up, Vanilla? What we gonna do, Vanilla?
What's up, Sterling?
You remain Honeycomb. I need that Honeycomb with Vanilla. No, I like a little butter pecan ice cream in it.
I hear you.
What are we going to do?
I told you what we're going to do. You told me you'd take any promo I'd head up.
Huh?
Didn't you say we head up, right?
When you head up?
Yeah, we head up.
You told me you're going to stop. I said we're going to see what happens, but we're going to do this. You know that?
I told you that.
Huh?
You said you had to have something. I said you're going to get the other lane.
Oh, you told me you were spotting me. I thought you told me because you didn't
nah.
say you.
That's,
huh?
That's what you were asking for. I never said I was giving you anything.
Oh, so you don't give me nothing?
No, I ain't giving nothing.
Okay, so would you be red on the 14 then, huh?
I should be. I mean,
okay.
that's my plan.
Where are we going to lock something up? Cause I'm tired of you, Honeycomb.
You tired of me already, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna lock them up.
Let me get the car out and we'll get with you and we'll lock
something. Honeycomb, why are you getting on the line here and you ain't got no ice cream ready? Your ice cream is all melted. What's going on? Huh?
I don't know what to tell you on that one, buddy.
Well, you get on here. I thought ice cream was hard, you know, but your ice cream is soft. I don't like soft ice cream. I like the hard ice cream, the butter pecan, you know?
Yeah,
I thought we locked some in tonight, so I'm tired of you. Your other boy hit the bushes, so now look like you want to hit the bushes.
Who hit the bushes?
Your other partner, you know.
My other partner, he hit the bushes?
Yeah.
How did he hit the bushes?
He sent me his car not over the shop. His car, I don't know. Is he red or what?
He can't help it if he's in chassis prison.
Didn't he know this before he was on the phone running his mouth to me?
When was he on the phone running his mouth to you?
Before and at the bank, correct and all.
So I wasn't on the phone then.
Yeah, he needed to tell me he's sorry and leave me alone, and I'm gonna take care of you.
I know. Mark didn't say he was sorry. He gonna leave you alone.
No, he needed to tell me that. You know.
So he needs to tell you that.
Yeah, he needs to tell me that. He's talking that he will do so much to me, but now he needs to tell me he's sorry. Yeah, I forgive him. You know, ain't no problem. And like, you're going to be sorry, too. Ain't no problem.
I'm going to be sorry?
Yeah.
Why am I going to be sorry?
You see? And when we're going to lock some in and stop this talking. That's all we got to do.
Well, you're going to be there, so you ain't got to worry about anything else.
Honeycomb. Honeycomb, your ice cream getting soft already. Now you got to lock some in. Huh?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Don't worry. I'm gonna come
find you. Okay.
Wait, I'm gonna trust you.
Oh, now I'll tell you this. We're gonna lock some in. We could be the word of mouth, but everybody know what you said and know what I'm saying. We got to put some in. I mean, you know.
Well, you're top billing at that race, right?
Huh?
You got top billing at that race, right?
No, I ain't got nothing. You're top foot. I want to lock something in with you, though.
You're the top.
Because Mark said he's going to lock something in before. And then you, if Mark not going to run, then he said you're going to run. So then you got to lock something in, you know. I got to have something. I mean, you got to have something locked in. But if you want to go by word of mouth, I take your word. You're trusting, you know.
I'm going to be there. You can take my word
on that.
Yeah,
but you're going to be there, but we got to lock something in and put a time. Because, see, I like it racing in the light so I can see. So it's at night, I can see that far, you see.
Are you driving the car?
No, but I got to see, though.
You got to see the car?
Yeah, I got to see.
Well,
see, I like to see good when there are two parachutes coming in your face, that's all, you know.
Well, you ain't going to be seeing that.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
You ain't going to be saying that. The only thing you'll be
saying okay,
is
well, we go. Well, huh? When will I come? Oh. You driving, so when will I come in? You know, I know you're good on a motorcycle, except I don't see how good you are on that wheel.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out myself.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to lock them in next week or what?
I should be the one asking for something.
No, you shouldn't.
Here I am coming out messing with a legend.
No,
no. Ojacks are a legend, ain't they?
No, no. We old. They say we're old Jack. But I'm going to show you.
y'all are a legend in the sport.
Well, that's why that's what I'm telling you. See, that's why you're not listening. See, we old Jack. So you're young, but you're not listening. See, we got to show you. See, that's what I'm telling you now.
Okay.
You don't listen to old Jack. I'm telling you. But now that's why we had to show you.
Well, we're going to have to see.
Yes, yes.
You're going to have to
now
show me.
Okay. Hey, I'm from Missouri, too. I'm going to show you.
Okay. I can't wait to see
all it. All right. Huh? Oh, boy. And now I'm telling you, everybody heard, we got to lock some in, because when we get to the track, we have no problem. If we don't, who don't raise, got to pay. So you may come down and put in the reverse, in the back up a little bit, you know?
I'm not going to be in reverse.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, this word is good, you know. Your word is good. Lock up some, maybe 15. 5, 5, 15, something like that. It got to be.
There's got to be what?
At least a little deposit, you know. Make sure we're on the same page. And put a little time limit on it.
Well, like I said, I'll be in touch with you before the race, and we're gonna lock something. We'll lock something in before the race.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Real good. Mm-hmm. We're definitely gonna do it.
But let's get this straight now. We're head up, right?
Well, they got another choice. I guess do what we got to do. You know,
okay.
You were talking about you giving a little spot or something.
I never was talking about giving a spot. You was asking for a spot.
Yeah, well,
you
told you let me know. Because, you know, but I'm going to try you one time. I don't need no spot from you, I don't think. I just see what you give me to. I don't think I need no spot.
Well, I guess we'll see. We'll find that out, that's for sure.
Oh, we definitely will. Yeah. That's good. I'm so glad you came on the phone, you know, so we know what we're doing.
I told you that last time I saw you, we was going to do something.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what I'll do.
We wasn't doing it unless I was given. So
I'm going to tell you another thing. I just bet you my 6 foot time is better than yours, too. I just bet you that way, too. I'm tired of you.
You do what?
I bet my 6 foot time will be better than yours.
Your 60 foot time will be better than mine?
Yeah.
Well, I think we're running for the 8 mile, right?
Yeah, but I should bet you 3 ways.
Yeah, well, you ain't gonna beat me to the 8 mile, let's say that.
I should bet you 3 ways.
I don't care what you know on the rest
my
of the
main lead before you leave, bet your 6 foot time and bet you that 8th. I should bet you 3 ways. I'm tired.
He ain't gonna beat me to the finish. You can believe that.
Okay.
I mean, you might want to bet on those other races so you can get some of that money back, but you ain't gonna bet me on that finish
line.
The finish line's the one you ain't gonna win.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where the money at on the finish line.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no problem. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, Mark, like I said, I can't speak for Mark. I don't know what Mark's plans are.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, no, he's on radio last week, a couple weeks back. He said he's on vacation. He'll be back on vacation real soon. So I thought he'd be ready, you know, but he's not ready, so I guess you're the next line.
Yeah. I should be way down on your list.
Huh?
I should be way down on your list.
Yeah, no, then got another guy got the Ford he's talking to. Going to try him, too.
Who's that?
Huh?
Who's that?
I don't know who it is. He's on radio before.
Oh.
After I'm trying to bless you, I got to do some mess. You know, I can't be still. You know.
Okay.
Mhm.
Well, I'm sure after we take it from you the first time, I'm sure we'll run you back.
Huh?
I said after we beat you the first time, I'm sure we'll run it back.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's not 2 or 3. It's one shot to it.
Okay.
That day. But I got to see with Jeff on the run too. You know, Jeff Rogers. You know.
Oh, that's who you're running, Jeff.
Yeah, I may see some of him after this.
Oh, okay.
You have a full house that day.
You got a full house that day?
Yeah, you and Jeff.
Okay. Well, you got your card still.
Huh?
So your run card still.
I run what?
I said your run card is filled.
Oh, okay. I got you. Well, we're going to see what happens. We're going to get together before, you know, probably next week now, you know, because time is getting there.
Yeah.
But I won't do one thing, but you ready now, though, right?
Huh?
You ready, though, right?
I'm going to be ready.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. No problem. Just tell DQ. That's all.
I'll be ready.
Okay. That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. So, Melvin, what do you have with you, Melvin? You get something for the back half or what?
What's that?
No, Sterling, he ain't getting nothing.
He in the bushes?
Yeah, he in the bushes.
Who is this talking to Melvin like that?
Mr. King.
Melvin?
Yeah.
Who is that talking to you like that, Melvin? Who is that?
It got to be somebody with a two-chest car. Nobody else going to talk like that.
Okay, then. I hear that.
Like that.
So, yeah, you got a two-chest car?
Of course
me,
you do. Why do you think you're talking like that?
Huh?
It's me, Sterling Wickenburg.
Oh, Wickenburg.
Yeah.
Oh, the Wickenburg?
Oh, I ain't know that Wickenburg.
Well, you know, you put a start on a Wickenburg trail. He can't fly anyway, so. I was told out of the kid, you catch a bird and put salt on the tail, you can't fly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay.
I'm from South Carolina, you know, I heard that.
Hey, what about the other guy here? I mean, I got his number. He got that back half car calling me last night. You know he was last night, Melvin.
Oh.
You knew he was calling me last night. I knew you didn't like that.
Oh, he's not going to do nothing either. You talking about Tim?
He don't do nothing?
Yeah.
You have Tim Booth never call Tim Booth. Melvin, he should beg your partner.
Oh, yeah, he's a hang up.
He said he needs y'all to change tires.
Huh?
He said he wants y'all to change tires.
Who is this?
Tim Booth is putting on 29.
No, he can put they sell tires too. Call Tim Booth, please. Can you call Tim Booth, sir?
Well, hold on. We got somebody getting in right now. That might be who you're looking for. 301-752-7898. Okay.
301-752-7898.
Your mic is
open.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? The Hatton Boys.
Oh, that's the Hatton Boys. What's going on?
What's going on? Hey, listen, we I'm recovering well, and we can't wait for a Metro Area Grudge race, and we appreciate all the things that the guys are doing at Metro Area Grudge. And it took a lot for us to get back, but we are looking forward to Metro Grudge race, and we're going to do what we have to do.
Yeah, I hear that. What's going on, man? What's going on with you?
Everything is good.
Well, that's what's up, man. Hey, you know how to get in touch with Sniper?
Yeah.
Call Tim.
That's on the phone with him.
Okay,
call Tim. He got Tevin called Tim Booth.
JB, I was just on the phone with him.
Okay, because Melvin and Sterling are looking for Tim Booth.
Let me text Sniper right now and see if
Yeah, tell him to call in.
All right, let me see something real quick.
I thought you had Tim's number. I don't want to give a number over the video.
Yeah, I think he gonna text him and see what he say.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I might have it.
Why would I come and help you out? Because I'm a killer.
Yeah, if he get in, then, you know, that's different. But I don't know if...
He's leaving the windows open.
Huh?
I'm going to get sick.
Who is this right here? 301-885-7929.
JB, it's Honeycutt again. Yeah, I just talked to Matt. He's getting ready to call in.
Matt, all right, Matt Sweet is about to call in, so you might just get your wish tonight, Sterling.
Yeah.
Cool. I told you that.
All right, here we go. Mr. Matt Sweet, 301. Matt Sweet, is that you?
Yeah, this is Des. What's up?
We got Melvin with the watermelon truck wants to know if you going to put on big tires so he can fit with you.
That's what Melvin wants to know?
Yeah, he's on. Him and Sterling are on here, and I know we talked, and you said you were putting those 29s on, but, you know, they want to know if you're going to put on a bigger tire and sit with the watermelon truck.
Well, if that's what they want, I'll do it for them. If that's what want, I'll give them that trouble if that's what they want. I was coming to race on 29s, but if they're calling me out, I don't let nobody call me out in my hometown. I can promise you.
Good.
There you go, Matt. Now, what you got to say about that, Melvin?
What's up, Matt?
How you doing, Melvin? I'm surprised to get this call, but I mean, I like to race, so that don't hurt my feelings. I still think that's the most up respect for you, but if you're calling me out on bigger tires, I'll put them on.
I didn't make the call now, but still, we all racing, so, you know, ain't nothing wrong racing.
Hey, this is racing. It ain't personal.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, hey, it's like Tim. Tim was talking to Tim last night, and Tim hang the phone up. See, Tim had to pay for that, you know. He wouldn't talk. Hang the phone up on him.
Yeah. I mean, to me, where the racing's at's on 29s, but to come out on bigger tires really don't make much sense to me because there ain't but one or two people to race when there's about 20 to race on 29s. But, I mean, I can accommodate you and come on bigger tires, but that's not that wasn't my game plan.
All right.
So, Melvin, you want to lock in?
Well, Melvin can't lock me in because I don't even have oil pressure yet. I'm not race ready, so I can't. I mean, it'd be a bluff for me to tell somebody, you know. But I was building the car on 29, and that's how we were coming to the track when we come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He do my phone favor.
Matter of fact, I just got home from work. As a matter of fact, I just got a brand new set of rims sitting in my door to put the 29s on the car. They're sitting right here. I didn't even know they came in. I walked outside because I didn't want to wake up everybody in the house.
That's all right, didn't I?
Are you going back out?
So what are you saying, Sterling? That somebody was saying that we were coming after Melvin and them. Is that what you're saying? No,
I was talking to Tim and Spooks last night, and Tim said he had 29. Mm-hmm. He wanted to run. He run Melvin just net last week, and so I told him about it, and he came to form up last night when we was talking to him. Tim did so.
Oh.
You know, so Tim must pay for that. You know.
Yeah, I mean, if we couldn't never run Melvin on 29s, I can promise that.
Right,
yeah,
I know. I told you to be telling that.
We'd have to get with the same, at least the same tire size they got.
Right,
for sure.
I told you. I said, well, you know, Melvin ain't got no 29 on the thing. I said, you need to put a big tire on his car there. He said he can put
right,
each inside he want them. So,
well,
he got a back
half.
Well,
we can't put any size, but we could put the same
right,
tire they have on it. And
right.
The race that might could happen. But the way we were trying to come out and race was on 29s with no wheelie bars. That's
mm-hmm.
that's
oh,
how
oh,
the,
yeah.
that's
oh, yeah.
that's the class we're trying to run with the car. But,
mm-hmm. oh, yeah. That's,
you know,
that's really,
just because there's
really
more people out there
that.
in that racing, but
a whole lot
I mean,
of out there like that.
That's not to say that we won't change up and race other people. We
mm-hmm.
would like to race. We would like to come out, you know, and race on that. But at some point in time, you know, if people like JC are out there racing and Fuji and all the guys are out there on wheelie bars and that's all there is to race around our way, then that's what we'll do. But
yeah.
I guess the biggest thing is we got to get finished. You know, I'm probably 2 weeks from making it to the track. So,
those 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
That's what
mm-hmm.
I. Yeah, I'm trying to make the 14th, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's close, man. It's. I feel better now that there's a set of rims at my front door. UPS delivered
yeah.
them, so I feel good about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just going to be tight. I really thought I would be ready, but and I still probably I still have a chance to be, but it's going to be close. I'm hoping to make
yeah.
the 14th.
All right, that sounds good.
But on the 14th, I'm going to be on 29, that's the way I'll be coming to the track, more than likely.
Yeah. It'd probably be somebody else down there.
Yeah. But that's a good tactic to jump on me before I even get out. That's a good tactic.
Yeah, hey, you can get brighter right that way.
Yeah. No, this is out of Tim and Spook, though. It wasn't exactly you. You know, one of you, I know you're the driver, but, you know, you take care
yeah.
of everything. But Tim and,
well,
but Tim talks so much mess and then ain't a phone up, you know, on somebody last
well,
night. Throw the phone
now,
back.
Let's be honest. Now, you're saying Tim talks a lot, but y'all talk a lot of mess to him, too. So
oh,
it's,
yeah,
just
that's
like, it's just like anybody in grudge race. Everybody,
yeah.
you know, one talks and then the other talks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's all it is. That's all it is. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
well,
good.
Was,
that's how you make it.
But let it be known that we don't have no friends in racing. We're trying to race. So
yeah,
we,
you
once
go.
We get to the track, once we get oil pressure and you see our car at the track, feel free to ask us to race however we're sitting because, you know, we want to make races happen. So I mean,
there you go. Mm-hmm.
If we ain't on the same tire that day, maybe we get a little spot and track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep working hard. I'm going to get back in the house, guys, but because I had just walked in from work. But
okay.
I wanted to call in because somebody told me that y'all want to talk to me. But I'll when I get closer, I'll be on the radio more.
I hear you. All right. Good morning, Melvin. All right,
guys.
All right, I'll
okay.
talk to you later on.
All right, Melvin. Take care, man.
All right.
Thanks,
man. What's that other guy, J.C. Richardson? Is that him?
Now, JC is back half.
He's not on the phone, isn't he?
No, he's not on tonight, but I think his homeboy, Running Bear, is on here tonight.
I think JC's a little scared of that truck anyway, so when he's about talking to him, he don't want to run.
Okay, I tell you, he got a back half, Carmelo?
Yeah.
Hey,
JC,
Running Bear.
Yeah.
You think JC is JC coming up 14th?
If we can find out, I can give him a holler.
Yeah, cause if he coming up to 14th, Melvin with the watermelon truck might want to do something.
Okay, well, give me a minute. Let me see if I can get a touch with him.
If you tell me who he is, I know he's not coming now. He scared the truck. That remind him of the farm day. He scared the truck.
Yeah.
Hey,
540-903-7820. Did you want your mic open?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. JC might now. I mean, JC might take a gamble on that now, Sterling. He might just take a gamble on that now. I mean, JC, I don't think he's going to run for those, you know, big crazy money, but he might take a gamble.
You can bring about 100 people with him, and that's $10 a piece.
757-438-6775. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with? 757-438-6775. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this is William Brown III. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, William Brown, what's going on?
Nothing. I heard y'all talking about some races, trying to get some races locked in. I just wanted to come on and thank everybody on behalf of the Jackson family and Brown Racing for the support that y'all gave us Saturday at VMP. We had a great time. Good seeing everybody there, and we're going to keep this thing going every year, and hopefully it get bigger and bigger.
Well, hey, you got it, man. They said you had one hell of a show, and people was happy, and the crowd was jumping, and, I mean, you had something for everybody. So, man, you keep doing your thing, man, because, I mean, that everybody's talking about it. So, you know, and I know Bert would have, you know, that was good to see everybody showing respect because, man, Bert was just a great person, man.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody showing up, you know, showing their respect, you know, to the family and their support to Brown Racing and his girls and his widow. So that was a good thing, man. I appreciate everybody that show up. We're also doing the Labor Day. I think it's August 31st at BMP. So, you know, y'all want to get it in again or you got somebody that you saw that you want to get it in with, we'll be back there August 31st.
Okay. Hey, William, I had a question for you. Now, you probably know how to get in touch with Marcus, and he might just do this. June 14th, the 3M watermelon truck owned by Melvin, and, you know, the 3M truck wants to do something, and I think Blue Magic sits like him.
Yeah, they do, Blue Magic, and I was just going to bring that up, that they might want to do something. I don't know as far as betting-wise what their limits is in betting, but I can get in contact with Marcus and Big Country and see what they're talking about.
What about
Virginia Slim? I talked to him last week. He said he's going to let this week. He said that it's up to you. What about Virginia Slim?
Now,
he broke the transmission again this weekend on the first pass. So we got to find out what keeps happening before, you know, that when we get the transmission back, we're gonna make two or three good passes and make sure the transmission don't break, and then he'll be ready for war.
You think he'll be ready by the 14th? He said that he said it's up to you. He told me this week. He said he wanted to see Melvin. I think he lied. I don't know.
He wanted to see him and he been talking about it, but you know, me and him talked today, and like I said, you know, that was before the transmission issue came up, because that's the second time back to back, so evidently it got some other issue than what we found, so he wanted to make sure he found out his issue before he even locked anybody in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but he told me what he's going to do with his fans at this time. He told me. I talked to him. Tuesday. But if you're scared of that watermelon truck, you just let somebody know. It's all. Go ahead.
I ain't scared of nobody. Matter of fact, I was going to ask you, was you still going to give me the back time to break?
Huh?
Yeah.
With what?
Damn, Sterling, you the guy.
What's wrong with these people tonight? They're calling me up. With what?
With my car. With the blue chip. You said you were going to give me the back time to break one time before. I wanted, did you steal one?
I don't think I never said that now. It's somebody else in the game, but it's not me.
Hold it now.
Let me ask you another question now. Since you spoke on like that, now I got another buddy. He may do something with you. He got to spit one of that too. He's like you.
What he got? Tell me something.
Huh?
Tell me something about it. I ain't scared of the boogeyman, but I ain't going to mess with him either. Now, unless
okay.
I know something about
that's it. That's my main spacer. I talked to him about that before now.
Oh, run head up? Sure, we can do that.
I'm going to call him tomorrow then.
That'll be fine.
Huh?
That'll be fine. Call him and see what he said. We can run head up. That ain't no problem.
Okay, I got to call him and see. He's zealous. I'm going to show. He said if he's zealous, he would do something.
I owe him one anyway from Rock.
He said y'all had it in y'all. He got by you that he want to try it again. So we'll see.
So he gonna race. You can get that truck a little spot, and he gonna race.
Wait a minute, man. Let's slow down.
Hold on. Y'all got big tires or 10.5?
Man, they don't measure 10.5. They're not no big tire. They're not no 16, 17 inch or nothing like that, man.
Wait a minute.
So y'all got the big bubbles.
Yeah. I don't know how wide they are.
Stay 14 with that.
Hey, Wham.
Yes, sir.
Do it for the
time. I'm thinking about that. Let me see. I might be willing to get y'all the back tie. That's about it.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and we'll give you the back tie, since you're speaking all the time, Mr. Brown.
No, I need the back tie and the break from y'all.
No, I'm going to give you the back tie since you won't get Mel the back. I don't get to you back.
Hey, Sterling, stop taking up for Melvin. He a big boy.
I'm ready to race. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the man just offered you the back tie.
And what did I say?
Nothing. Sterling talked for you.
Oh, yeah, I talk for myself. I'll take it.
That's what I'm talking about.
When you want to do something? Is it the 14th what you're talking about?
Yeah, we can do on 14th.
Up at Capitol, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I got a race to run next weekend at VMP, a top sportsman race. If don't nothing break, I'll call back next week and we can lock something in. We'll call personal.
Mm-hmm.
What you looking like as far as betting wise?
As far as what?
I said as far as betting wise, what are you talking about money wise?
Y'all can discuss that on your own.
I got a
big limit, so I got to be down. So whatever you want, you know, ain't no. I ain't pushing for it, but I had to come out just for that race, you know. But I'm gonna be there, so I ain't trying to push on no corner throw, you know.
All right.
I'm sure
as long as
I'm sure a lot of people like you anyway, so they probably whatever little bit I come up with, they're probably covered anyway.
Yeah, I got four other older brothers and my dad, so we good. We cover our own back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. You do a little something like that. That's a little entertainment. You won't beat us too bad. But if you get off my bump, if you got a problem, if you get off my bump by the 330, you're going to cut gas a little bit.
No, I don't pet no gas. That costs pistons. I don't do no pet no gas. So whatever I beat you by, that's what you're going to have to look at.
Oh, shit. That sounds good to me. We'll try something. Ain't nothing a little race. What the heck?
That's all. It's all a little something to do.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yep. That'll work. Like I say, if don't nothing happen next week when I run my top sportsman race up in VMP, you know, I get with y'all, Sterling or Terry or whoever, get with y'all and we'll do a little something.
All right.
Yeah.
And make sure you get Virginia Slim Carr ready too, because he's talking that talk. I know.
I'm working on them. I'm working on them. I get them straight.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds good, man. You do. That sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that sounds really good.
All right.
Mm.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Will.
You still on? Are you still there?
Who is that?
Oh, William hung up? Okay.
No, I'm still here. I'm on mute.
Okay. I was going to say, if I get on football by 3:30, I'm not cutting gas either.
We ain't going to worry about that.
That's a shift now. Oh, I know you ain't worried about that. You probably going to hold chest pass of me in that 6 foot.
Nah, I don't know about that either, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be something good. It'd be nice and entertaining, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sound real good. Yeah, we'll do that. I hope everything works out.
Yeah, we too. Hope everything goes right for you next week. You'll be in the Bud Creek now. Okay, that's good.
See that? That's how gentlemen are supposed to race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing but a little something to do.
Yeah. Yeah, we do something. Sound good.
Oh, have mercy.
Now, who was that talking? Wicked Bird is talking again? That's who that was doing that talk?
Hello.
I don't think we Pierce said nothing, did he? Did he say anything? He ain't said nothing, did he?
I don't think the bird said anything, mate.
Oh, somebody said something. Oh. Well, you might be able to clean up something down there.
Yeah.
Hey, Melvin, I know Running Bear just got off, but I just got a text from, here you go, Running Bear right back. Let's see what he say about. Hey, Running Bear, what's up with JC?
I couldn't get him, but I'm going to try to get him tomorrow, and I'll get him to give you a call.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. Don't tell him, tell JC, don't turn into a Running Bear, too, now. We don't want two Running Bears.
Oh,
Lord. He's going to do the same thing to you that I'm going to do to you.
One Running Bear is hard enough. You got two of them. Good Lord.
I've been teaching them how to lead a tree, so you better be well.
Yeah, I hope you get it, man. See what you want to do.
I'll give him a call tomorrow and let him get JD a call and let him know what's up.
Mm-hmm. I'm good.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah.
Hey, so let me get this straight. Melvin and Sterling, are y'all still going down to Texas in July?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to Texas, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Now, I know what I want to ask you, Melvin, that I got you on here. Who ass is grass down there in Texas? Don't hold nothing back either. I don't like nothing when it's held back.
But I'll tell you, any of them back half cars out there in Texas, I want to try to brand some of them milk cows out there.
Now, I talked with one of them the other day, and he's from down there, and he said, hey, who from up there in the north or up there y'all got coming to represent? And I said, well, I think that badass watermelon truck coming. He said, well, tell him that Hyde will be waiting on him.
Hyde already beat us. We can't run nobody else but Hyde and Jim, and they already beat us. We want some new meat.
So you want some new meat down there?
Yeah, I don't want the same guy to keep whipping us, boy. They got, that's all they got. They don't have no biggest Texas is. That's all the cars. They only got two cars down there, one car.
Well, I think they got one motor but I think he took a L this week. But Alley Cat Racing has a back half now.
Where are
they from, Texas?
They're from Texas. They took an L this week in it, but I think, you know, hey, you take one, you lose one. But I talked with some boys that's with the World Grudge Nationals, and they said that they're looking to have about at least 8 to 10 back halves down there.
Mm.
But that's good. We're going to run it till we blow it. Run it till we burn it.
And we're supposed to run the tree, man.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
He won't come up the tree. Don't wait.
I heard what's saying supposed to be out there, Keyshawn's old car, Southern Assassins supposed to be racing somebody. I got to find out who they're running so we can put it on. They're supposed to be running somebody out there. That's what he told me.
I just got a text message. JC don't want the trouble from the back, from the 3M, unless they giving up the break.
Damn.
That's another running bear. Put that two on the list.
Hey, Jimmy, did he send that text message?
Huh? No, that's I'm gonna call the person. I'm gonna call JC myself tomorrow. But do you know who sent me the text message?
Do I know who?
Do you? Cause I got a text message. JC don't want that trouble unless they giving up the break.
If you didn't hear that from JC, then don't believe it.
All right. So yeah, so y'all heard that. If Running Bear get in touch with JC and he willing to do something, y'all might just get that action.
Sound good to me.
All y'all got to do is bring me a watermelon for talking shit.
Hey, if you got a truckload, so just grab you one.
Yeah, I don't want to be like Sterling. I don't want none of that hard ice cream. I want a watermelon.
Yeah, I tell you, just don't grab that wrong one. That's all. They got some tough watermelons in there.
Running Bear, Pete from the Horseman is talking to JC right now, and he has confirmed it. He said JC wants the break.
Okay, well, if Pete said it, then it's probably gospel. You can believe
it. Yeah, he said JC wants the break.
From who? What the break from who?
The watermelon truck.
What's wrong with him? I don't know the guy. Remember, you know him like that? He wants the break.
I know the car. I know he can't get him a break. You can't do that. You can't do that. You got back half. You can't do that.
Yeah, why you want to break?
What about one and one? No, we can't do that. He's sitting just like we are. We can't spot him.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can beat him, but we can't spot him.
Mm.
No, we can't do that.
Totally understand that.
No, we can't get no spot like that.
No, I don't know who either.
I ain't an estimate. I know you're fast.
Mm.
You're a gamble, but I know you. I know you're a racist, but I know you can't spot him like that. No.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys,
I'll take a spot like that from anybody in Maryland.
I just got the voice recording from Blog Talk. I was shut off 3 minutes ago, but I didn't want to cut nobody off. But it looks like I just got a text message. It looks like I might be in goddamn Texas on the 4th, too. So I hope we have a good time down there with the North.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you going out there to represent.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of guys from here going out there.
Yeah, I'm going to go talk shit to Atomic Dog because he swear Tree Man going to run over everything we got up here.
What? That Tree Man, he got to come with that tree. He got something. He come with that tree. I told him. He got something coming to him.
Five Speed going out there, too. He's be running anybody with a pro mod. He don't care who it is.
Who is that?
Yeah, Five Speed going there?
Yeah, Five Speed, yeah. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of cars going from here. I think Jimmy's supposed to be going, Big Sexy, a lot of them. There's a lot of cars in here going.
Yeah.
Good Lord, Embers.
Only buying, taking his car. There's a whole bunch of cars in here going.
Yeah, Whit and the 901 boys going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be Lord Embers. Lord.
I know one thing. I hope we can get some action out there because you know what I got to do. If you can't, you know how a wolf do. If you can't get no action, you start eating your own. So Bald and all them guys going out there, we got to get some action somewhere.
Yeah.
So. I'm coming out. I'm coming back. The fat pockets are empty. Pockets one or the other.
Yeah.
I use William Brown money, you know, to pay for the trip. So that'd be good. Yeah.
Well,
I hope you guys make it out there, man. That's gonna be a good show, I think.
Yeah.
I hope I get to see y'all out there, man, and hopefully, you know, everybody will call in next week on the show, because I think we're going to have, we're going to have Honeycomb and Jeff, and we might have a couple more back halves on here and Pro Mods on here next week, so hopefully we can get somebody going and won't nobody backpedal, so.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk with y'all guys next week.
All right, then you have a nice weekend. All right.
All right.
All right.